Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The news out of Hollywood, Val Kilmer, who died a year ago, is going to be in a new movie. Cindy Perlman-Gaber has more on that. Good morning, Cindy. I guess with artificial intelligence, this was bound to happen sooner or later, huh?
Good morning, Bob. And in the first step down a very slippery slope, an AI version of Val Kilmer, including both his likeness and his voice, will be used in a new movie, with the permission of his family, however. Kilmer, we know him from Top Gun, Tombstone, and Batman Forever, died of pneumonia last April at age 65. Now there's a new film called Canyon of the Dead, and it stars the late actor as Father Fintan, a Catholic priest and Native American spiritualist. He was filming this before his death with actor Tom Felton of Harry Potter and Abigail Breslin. And this story touched Kilmer. It's based on the true story of Anna and Earl Morris, early 20th century archaeologists who helped document evidence of the Pueblo Nation in the American Southwest. So this was a topic Val Kilmer loved to talk about. He was cast before his death. His cancer, though, rendered him with vocal difficulties. When he was alive, rather than recast, they helped him digitally create some of his performance, and he was fine with that. But then he passed away while they were still filming. So that left filmmakers with a conundrum. Do they recast him and reshoot his part? They said they didn't have that kind of budget. So they did use state-of-the-art AI to fill in the rest. And this was sanctioned by his daughter, and who's saying that this is what her dad wanted. It also flies in the face of a 2024 bill that Governor Newsom signed in California protecting actors from this type of thing with AI. So it's sort of a slippery slope that we're facing at this point.
So because the family was okay with all this, do you think that will tamp down some of the controversy that we're going to be hearing about?
I don't think so, in a way, because you have actors who are super picky. Think of Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. They painstakingly look at these roles. So 10 years after they pass, it's hard for me to think a family member could decide something's new that they've never read before, that it would be okay with them to star in it. So I think it does open Pandora's box a little bit. This is sort of on the line since he was filming it and did sanction it. But I think a lot of actors are worried, too, what will happen in the future with this kind of technology.
Yes, we'll be hearing a lot more about this story in the days ahead for sure. There's Spider-Man news today. Tell us what's going on in that department, Cindy.
I don't know if you heard, Bob, but Tom Holland and Zendaya totally broken up. No, not in real life, but for sure in Spider-Man Brand New Day. The trailer dropped yesterday. It's the fourth installment of the MCU's Spider-Man franchise, and it's been 4 years when we catch up with Spidey again. He's Peter Parker, a sad Peter Parker, living on his own. Remember, he voluntarily erased himself from the lives and memories of everyone he loves. Aunt May is dead. And crime fighting is going on in New York. He's still sort of fighting crime on the side, but nobody knows he's Spider-Man. No one knows who that is. So we'll see if he comes back and gets the girl. And this time, the exciting stuff is Sadie Sink joins the cast. And John Berthnell is a bad guy known as the Punisher, which is one of the main Spider-Man villains everyone loves.
Lots of folks excited about the return of White Lotus. What do we know about, what is this, going to be season four, is it?
Season four, we're moving to France this time, to Paris. And this time there has a slew of new actors they cast and announced yesterday, including Max Greenfield, Charlie Hall, Jared Paul. And they're joining Helena Bonham Carter, Steve Coogan, Chris Messina. Of course, Mike White won't let us know anything at this point. But it's, again, a vacation murder mystery in a city with really good cheese and wine.
some hotel is going to get some good publicity, and they'll get a rush of visitors. This Ocean's 11 franchise keeps rolling on. They've made a fortune, and they're doing another one, aren't they?
They're doing another two, actually. One, they just are looking at Bradley Cooper to direct one. That's going to be Bradley Cooper and Margot Robbie starring in Ocean's 11. Two directors have left that project, and Bradley Cooper might step in as the new director and also star in it. That one will take place in 1960s Europe, and it'll be a prequel to the 2001 Casino Heist film that we saw, starring George Clooney, Matt Damon, and Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts. But that's not all. Clooney's working on his own new Ocean's movie. This one sounds even better. It focuses on a group of aging criminals who reunite, and that will reunite the cast, Clooney, Damon, Pitt, and Roberts. And George Clooney said, there's something about the idea that we're too old to do what we used to do, but we're still smart enough to do it. So that one sounds kind of good to me. What do you think?
Well, I think that any franchise that has grossed more than $1.4 billion can't have too many prequels and sequels for Hollywood. I have not seen this Steve Carell HBO series Rooster, but a lot of people are buzzing about this, aren't they?
I am 100% in on this, Bob. There's two episodes that are out now. They're only half an hour. Rooster on HBO. Really good Steve Carell show. He plays Greg Russo. He's an author of sort of just pop fiction books. Goes to this very serious college where the kids think he's a joke. They're like, this is what you write? But the president of the college hires him to be an author in residence. And meanwhile, there's a whole subplot about his daughter who's super sad. Her husband's left her. He's dating a grad student, and the grad student has wound up pregnant. So that's the whole setup of this. And it's a father-daughter story, but also sort of a generational comedy from the people who gave us Ted Lasso, Scrubs, and Shrinking. So it's got a good pedigree.
Yeah, it really does. Tell us about what is being billed as the bidding war in Hollywood right now.
And it stars Jane Fonda. That's not a word you hear a lot, bidding war and Jane Fonda, but it's called The Correspondent, based on a New York Times bestseller by Virginia Evans. And it's about an older woman named Sybil. She's sharp-witted and fiercely opinionated, a retired lawyer, but she likes to write letters, long letters, to explain a complicated world. And the whole movie is about her writing to friends and family, literary icons, and one elusive recipient who they will not reveal who that is. And this thing has gone through every studio. There was a fierce bidding war with Lionsgate as the winner. And I think they're already looking at next Oscar season for the words and the nominee czar, Jane Fonda. So that one we got to keep a little watch on.
Yeah, The Correspondent. And I know you're ready for Pink out there in Las Vegas, aren't you?
I'm ready for Pink to fly through the air. They're calling her show always Pink du Soleil because she flies around the audience. But now there's a lot of rumors she's going to be at the Sphere in 2027, which would make her the first female pop solo act to perform there. And think about it, there's a 366-foot ceiling, so that's a lot of good flying for Pink.
Pink du Soleil, I like that. Cindy Perlman-Gaber, we appreciate it as always. Talk to you tomorrow.